the mind is already possessed with concepts. So when Jesus says that, it's pointing as little children, you walk around in that state of openness, of non-labeling, the state of original innocence, which replaces the dysfunction, the collective dysfunction of the human mind that we could call original sin, if we go beyond the habitual interpretations of sin. There's no doubt that there's a dysfunction in humanity. Look at human history. That's why they talk of original sin. It means sin means missing the target. If you, the original Greek word translated means missing the target. That's what sin means in the original. And in other words, you miss the point of your whole existence. And if you miss the point of your whole existence, you suffer. And that eventually works too. It wakes you up eventually. So it seems insignificant at first to the human mind to say you can look at something and notice whenever you first look at something that there's a moment of spacious presence before the mind comes in and calls it something. And if that can be sustained, not through effort, not through wanting, not through some kind of act of willpower, but if that can be sustained simply by noticing that space of aware presence when it arises, and then even as a human being comes into your field of vision, walks in through the door, appears in front of you, you look, and there's a moment of non-labeling. Let's say somebody you have never met before comes, and you look, and there's not a single thought in your head for perhaps 5 seconds. But if you notice that in the first moment there's just there's a field of awareness in which the perception happens before the labeling comes in, you may find that it expands. And you could still be in the state of just looking a minute later. And you can even talk. And every time a sentence has come to an end, you re-enter the state of spacious awareness. A word has been uttered, and you're back in space. And then your words have a different quality too, because now they come out of that dimension. They have an aliveness. They will touch the other human being. What you say has the essence of that freshness of being. Not the old stuff that otherwise is your mind. You're telling them, a minute later after meeting a person, you tell them the old story of me. So what do you do for a living? Well, blah, 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 blah. You can talk about that also and then step back knowing that's not who you are. So who are you? You are the stillness. That's where your true sense of I am comes from. Of beingness. So this is the opportunity as you sit here to be in that state. You don't really need to think as you sit here. I certainly don't think as I speak. The words are heard as they come out of the mouth. I hear them as you do. So there's nobody teaching anybody. Do I know more than you? No, of course not. Probably less than most of you.